This is KUT. A Trump administration policy to separate parents and children at the Texas-Mexico border has drawn lots of controversy. Now, pediatricians and child advocates are warning this practice is posing some serious long-term health issues for those children. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
Every day, dozens of people are coming into the U.S. without documentation, and once stopped by immigration officials, their children are being taken away promptly after. In many cases, that's even before officials can determine whether the people coming to America qualify for asylum. Pediatricians say this policy is a recipe for toxic stress, which Dr. Nadine Burke-Harris, the CEO and founder of the Center for Youth Wellness, says could lead to lasting health issues.
We're talking about double the risk for asthma. We're talking about increased risk of learning and developmental problems, increased risk for infections, autoimmune disease. And over the long term, we're talking about increased risk of heart disease, stroke, cancer, Alzheimer's, mental health issues, all kinds of health conditions.
Harris says this policy is not just unhealthy and unethical, but she says it also comes with a significant public health cost. The Trump administration says the policy is an effort to deter people from entering the country without documentation. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.